Track 3. BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt is hoping for a better 2022 and remembers some great advice she was once given.
I could really do with 2022 being a whole lot better than 2021, or 2020 for that matter. Come to think of it, 2018 and 2019 weren't that brilliant either, so I'm due a good one. And 22 is my lucky number. So that's sorted then. Unfortunately, as we all know, it's not that easy. Many things are out of my control, as has been made very clear in recent times. Even some of those things you think are within your control turn out really not to be. But I do still have some influence over my life, and most importantly, how I choose to live it. I never make New Year's resolutions, as I wouldn't be able to summon up the willpower for weekly fasting, teetotaling, or doing the Couch to 5K program that I probably should do. I would be doomed to failure. I am, however, very driven by self-improvement, so what can I do this year to make it better than the one just gone? For me, there are two crucial elements to making life better for yourself and for those around you. The first is communication, however you choose to do it. I'm in the communications business and try to make my connections with viewers via words, facial expression, warmth, and by engendering a sense of togetherness. Hopefully that's why people I've never met before talk to me in the street as if they know me. In a way they do, because who I am on BBC Look East is who I am. But communication is key in any walk of life. Young children communicate by throwing tantrums because they can't express themselves in any other way. When my little boy seemingly throws a wobbly over nothing, I need to know what it is that he's communicating. Is he frustrated, nervous, tired, feeling let down? My teenager, on the other hand, has developed a very clear sense of style through dress, makeup, hair, music choice that communicates who she is and what's important to her. Our whole family fell in love with the Rose and Giovanni pairing on Strictly Come Dancing this winter. What was so touching about their relationship was how the communication was so good. Rose's deafness did not make it harder. In fact, it enhanced their trust and bond. They appeared perfectly in tune with each other. To be a good communicator, you also have to be a good listener. I believe proper, committed listening is something I and many of us need to do better. It's easy to be distracted, to be in a rush, to hear what you're expecting to hear rather than what is actually being said. We need to read the room, pick up the non-verbal signals, and sense the atmosphere as well as the words. Which brings me on to the second crucial element in my own self-improvement manual, empathy. In this past very difficult year, I've learnt just how vital it is to both show empathy and receive it. When people are struggling or facing challenges, the tendency is to try to make it better for them, to solve the problem. But what most of us need is just someone to understand how rubbish it feels and be there in the trench with us. I have wonderful friends who've just been there for me, walking alongside me when things have been tough. I've learnt how important it is as a mum too. If your child is feeling low, your instinct is to find a way to fix it. Okay, who can we go to about this? What needs to be done? But I found just showing them that you see how they're feeling, it makes sense to you, and you're there for them, has far more effect. What the last 2 years have taught us is that we can adapt, we can deal with unpredictability and change, even if we find it difficult. But the reason we can is because we have each other. I once got this excellent, simple piece of advice from a psychologist. Just be. He meant that rumination, angst, and the need for control do not help in the quest for contentment. For 2022, you'll find me trying to just be and aiming to just be there.
That's lovely, Susie. Thank you.